squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jared Slubby with you. KMZA's coverage of the Washington County, the TBL tournament. And what a fun start it has been. Take a look at some of the action we've had from today. Had a couple of girls' games go final on the winner's side of things. Clifton Clyde, the 4-seed, defeating Lynn 48-38. And we also had Donovan West, the 3-seed, defeat Centralia 50-41. But here on the boys' side of the bracket, we have number 4, Axel, taking on 5th-seeded Troy here in the secondary gym. Should be a lot of fun. Winner this one, take on the winner of Clifton Clyde in Valley Heights. That game will follow this one in the primary gym. Looking forward to it. We'll step aside now for a quick break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
No messing around here in the TBL tournament. We are getting straight into this thing. We have Axel in the white on whites, Troy with their blue on blues. And we are getting this thing underway. Let's take a look at the starters for the Trojans. Starting off with Seth Judd, Austin Grable, Logan Blevins, Bowden Bennett, and Reagan Harbin. As for the Eagles, Grady Busing, Eli Brockstrom, Isaac Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Renish Melsley. And we are underway here from Washington as the Eagles control the tip. Detweiler gives it near side. Now catching at the top of the key is Renish Melsley. Made a spectacular dunk last night that made the rounds on social media. That's the top of the key to Brockstrom. He stops from the far side elbow, loses it, picks up in the corner, wide open down low, and Wolfing can't make the layup. Second try is up and no good, and a rebound for Troy. So the Trojans get a bit of a break, start things off. Grable will bring it up for the Trojans. Nice pass down, looks inside, and it's taken away, and a steal by Schmelzley, the 6'2 sophomore. Near side wing catch for Detweiler, being defended by Seth Judd. That's the far side, picked off, another turnover. And now tripping and falling, the ball is loose on the floor, picked up by Detweiler. And Detweiler is fouled from behind, so some sloppy ball here in the opening 51 seconds. We have our first foul of the game, it'll go against the Trojans. So yesterday, Axtell defeating Frankfurt 59-35, Troy defeated Donovan West 63-21. By the way, that personal foul goes against Grable, that is his first. Schmelzley drives right side, falls over, and throws it out of bounds. Another turnover for the Eagles. So back and forth we go between the 4 and the 5 seed quarterfinal round TVL tournament here on this Monday evening. Top of the key catch for Logan Blevins, the 5'9 sophomore. He'll hand it off to Hartman, the senior, puts it on the floor, and he'll give it up top of the key to Bennett. Senior will hand it back to Judd, and the junior gives up far side to Grable. To the corner catch for Bennett. He's up top, drive middle by Blevins. Runner left short, offensive rebound, and Bennett puts it up and he'll lay it in. First point of the game goes to Bowden. Bennett had a wide open layup, and he made it, and it's 2-0 Troy. Troy brings on the press that they have been doing all year long, and Axtell no problem getting out of it. Shaughnessy gives up to the top of the key for Isaac Detweiler, the offensive player of the year, class 8 man for football. He'll set up the offense. Here's a pull-up jumper, 17-footer. God, nice shot from Brandon Schmelzley. Nice response, and we tied up back at 2. Very even match here between these two. Troy 3-2, 6-3 on the regular season. And Axtell is 5-1 in league play, 7-3 overall here in this 2022-23 basketball season. Drive and kick from Grable. Get out to Bennett. Now top of the key catch for Hartman. Running drive right side. Chance by Schmelzley. Poke a free. Moves on the floor. Diving on it. And it finds the hands of Bennett's far side wing. Get up to Hartman. Top of the key now back to Bennett. 5.5 now left to go. Opening quarter. 2-2 our score. Nice head fake. Driving and kicking to Hartman. Near side corner. He'll drive middle. Little runner. No good from 4 feet. Offensive rebound. Second try. No good by Grable. And a rebound pulled down by Grady Buffing. Allow it to Detweiler and Troy not getting back on defense. Detweiler's looking to push. Far side corner catch. And now an offensive foul is called by Detweiler as he threw that pass and fell in to Logan Blevins, took a charge. So first foul called against Axtell. This is going to be a very physical game between two very physical teams. Not a whole lot of height for either team. They still like to go down low, find baskets in the paint. Kick out three ball now for Blevins straight away. That one's pure. Logan Blevins, first three ball of the game, and it's 5-2 Troy. Once again, bringing the press. Good job breaking it. Layup good for Shaughnessy. All they needed was two passes, and Colin Shaughnessy, the 5'10 freshman, brings Axtell back within a point. Fun start so far here from Washington in the TBL tournament on the boys' side. Drive right side, kick to Bennett. He'll try another three. That one is good! Back-to-back threes. This time it was actually Bowden Bennett. Blevins had the last one. Bennett now is 5, and now whistle and travel in the backcourt. Schmelzley took that extra step. Just past the three-point line, and Troy, with a 4-point lead, will get the ball back with 4:16 to go here in the first quarter. After this one concludes, we'll stay in the secondary gym for Frankfurt and Washington County. Washington County, despite being the 10th seed, won both of their games. And now Detweiler poked the ball free away from Bennett, but he stepped on the line. He'll be out of bounds. He'll stay with the Trojans. Great home crowd for the Tigers. So despite being underdogs in both their games, coming up with victories in both matchups. Down to Bennett. Nice pass down low. Going to work in the paint is Rogan Morris. And the jump ball, it'll stay with Troy. Judd with the inbound to Bennett. Line it off to Judd. 5-8 junior dribbles to the middle of the floor. Gives it to Blevins on the run. Fire away the three off the dribble. That one rattles out. It's halfway down. Popped out. Now fast break 3-on-1. And Detweiler is fouled at half court. Smart foul by the Trojans. That's going to go against Reagan Hartman. That'll be his first, team second. Detweiler has the lone foul for Axel. He brings it up for the Eagles. Top of the key catch for Bussing. Far side corner, Detweiler. Nice entry pass. Shot up off the glass. Too strong by Bussing. And a rebound called down by Morris. Good job by the 6'5 junior. Pass up ahead. And a travel is called. Blevins caught the ball near out of bounds. Trying to save it. Accidentally took a little baby step with his pivot foot. And Axel gets the ball back. So the game started off with quite a few travels back and forth between two teams. Things have started to calm down just a little bit. Three ball off of the catch by Brockstrom, and that one is good. From the top of the key, Eli Brockstrom responds with Axel's first three of the game, and it's now 8-7. Drive and kick into the corner for Bennett. And a Hartman near side wing. It's a screen for Morris to the top of the key. He'll fire a three off the top of the key, and he's got it! Reagan Hartman for the three. That's their third three of the game, and it's 11-7 with 3:05 left. Now a turnover! On the press, nice pass to Bennett, but he missed the layup. Now an offensive foul is going to be called against Schmelzley as he tried to outlet the pass. It was taken by Blevins, who made the nice dish to Bennett, who couldn't make the layup, but on the rebound, Schmelzley on the outlet pass ran over into Blevins and got the offensive foul. Now a timeout is going to be called by the Eagles. So we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
KMZA. DBL Tournament Semifinal brought to you by M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, and Cook & Co. We're back underway here, 11-7. Troy with an early lead against Axel with 2:52 remaining here in the first quarter. Seth Judd looks on, giving up his dribble, handed off to Blevins. And falling over, trying to give it to Morris, he dropped it. Now Judd trying to pick it up, and he does so from the short corner. Kick it back up top to Blevins. Sloppy start this possession, trying to reel things back in. Nice lob pass to Morris, but it was tipped away by Bliss in good hands. And it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. As of right now, Troy has been able to commit a lot of, rather force a lot of turnovers so far. And Axel hasn't gotten too many open looks. Going to expand their 4-point lead, and now a miscommunication between Hartman and Judd. He started to cut back door, and beg your pardon, that was Blevins who threw that pass, and now Hartman will check into the game. So it was Bennett and Judd. So Judd tried to cut back door. Bennett threw the ball as if he wasn't going to cut back door, threw it out of bounds. Axel ball. Cross half court. This is Lennon Schmitz, the freshman in the game. So Schmelzley top of the key. Now to Detweiler. 2:18 now left to go first quarter. Trying to make it a one-possession game once again. He's a handoff at Weather, and I pass the side. Schmelzley goes to work from the post. Shot up from the block, no good. Off the backboard and out. Rebound goes to Bowden Bennett, the 6'1 senior. From the top of the key. Thought about driving right, then gives it up. To Harbin. He thought about putting that one up. Said he'll drive middle. Little runner, good. Reagan Hartman, another jumper. He has 5. It's 13-7. A full court pass up ahead, trying to break the press, and it's deflected out of bounds by Melissa's Preston Christensen, the 5'11 senior in the game for the first time. They'll stay with the Eagles, down by 6, 1:48 remaining first quarter. Catch on a screen, giving up his dribble as Eli Brockstrom. Detweiler has it, far side from the wing. He's blocked, and it'll go out of bounds, and Christensen let it go out of bounds, thinking it was going to be Troy Ball, but instead it'll stay with Axel. Detweiler, the inbounder, low formation on this inbound. Nobody getting open. Now just lob it up top. Finding Schmelzy near half court. Rocksterman finds Schmidt. He'll drive baseline. Lost it, but finds the hands of Schmelzy. And a whistle and a pushing foul will go against the Trojans on the floor. 13 foul. And that one is against Morris. That's against Hartman. That is his second personal. So that's a big foul there by Reagan Hartman. He'll exit. Schmelzy on the catch. His foul going up, and he'll get the free throw. So back-to-back fouls committed by Troy. So Hartman went to the bench after he picked up his second. Two free throws coming up for Brandon Schmelzy. That foul was picked up by Morris. First free throw for Schmelzy. Good. Schmelzy has three. So does Brockstrom. Two for Shaughnessy. For Troy. Five apiece for Hartman. And Bennett's in three for Blevins. Second free throw for Schmelzy on the way. That one is good. Two for two. First free throw shot of the day. And it's 13-9 Troy with 1:29 left to go in the first quarter. Quarterfinal round of the TVL tournament here from Washington County. Driving to the right, Etherton in the game for the Trojans. Came in for Hartman. What a little pickup he's been off the bench. Christensen to the top of the key. Bennett, give it inside, is to Morris, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. I think that's against Schmidt. A correction, that's actually going to go against Grant Bussing, who is in the game as well for the Eagles for the first time, the 6'1 junior. Inbound Morris, it's to nobody, trying to give it to Bennett, but he wasn't where he wanted him to be. Going the other way, 2-on-2 fast break. Detweiler, turnaround jumper, no good, and a missed opportunity. Troy the other way. Etherton looking to drive middle on three defenders, the runner gone! Off the bench, Christian Etherton doing what he does best, that's give this team life. 50 seconds left, 15-9 now our score. Schmelzy catch, top of the key, now far side pass. Brockstrom looks on, he drives middle, in the lane, over a couple defenders. That shot is good, tough shot! Eli Brockstrom now has five. 33 seconds left now. Etherton wanting to go quickly. It'll be stopped, and Brockstrom, that's good defense. Lob down low to Morris, deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by the Trojans. Rogan Morris, the 6'5 junior, has not really been able to get free from the Axel defenders and done a good job swarming him whenever pass goes his direction. 19 seconds left, one more opportunity for the Eagles to get back within one possession here. Detweiler left alone, he'll give it up top. Three on the way for Brockstrom, and that one way off the mark, missing everything, and Schmidt can save it. Troy gets the ball back with 8.9 seconds left. I'm sure head coach Jason Tynan not too happy with the shot selection. With plenty of time now for the Trojans to score. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Bringing it up is Rabel driving the lane. Shot up, no good. And a rebound for the Eagles. And a full court baseball pass to Uven. That is no good, of course. 15-11, our score after one. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break here on 92.1 KMZA.
And Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company, in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Back here on KMZA, coverage of the TVL tournaments. Troy leading after one quarter over Axel, 15-11. TVL tournament here on KMZA is brought to you by Cook & Co. and Winkland Oil Company. So out of the break, the Eagles will get the ball, and we are back underway. Detweiler will bring it up. Missed opportunities towards the end of the first quarter for Axel to get back into this one. And Broxman traveled. Dragged his pivot foot. And we start the second quarter just like we started the first quarter with a turnover. Goes back the other way. From the Trojans, Reagan Hartman, two personal fouls. He is not, actually is in. There's a lob pass that's intercepted. Judd wanted to lob it to Brable, the 5'8 guard to the 6-foot guard, and that pass is not going to work because they were both inside the paint. You know, Axel trying to capitalize off the Trojans turnover. Rockshaman off the dribble, gives up to Detweiler, top of the key. Now near side catch for Schmelzley. The drive middle, he stopped. Give up top to Bussey. Entry pass, now a push is called. I think that's going to go against Bennett. And it will. Bennett's with 5 points, tied for the team lead, as of right now, with Reagan Hartman. His first personal, team foul number 5. Catch, Roxman, he lost it, ran into a couple defenders trying to split a double team, and now a jump ball from the near side block. Possession arrow belongs to Troy. So, 3 possessions combined for both teams, 3 turnovers. Troy trying to crack that trend right here. 53 seconds into this second quarter. Hartman off a screen from Grable, and now a foul is going to be called, an offensive foul against Grable. So another turnover. Team foul number 6. And now 1-1. Free throws coming up on the next foul against Troy. And for Grable, that is his 2nd. And he is also staying in the game. So him and Hartman both with 2 personal fouls. Nice catch by Schmelzley. Give it up. Roxman had an open look and said he's going to drive left side. A floater. Good and one. Got hit on the arm. And Eli Broxman trying to take this game over. He has 7 now. Chance to add onto that with 8. He can finish this and one. And that foul will go against Grable. That is his 3rd personal foul. And Blevins will check in for him. That is huge. Grable, the 6-foot senior. Very good ball handler as the free throw is good for Broxterman. And it's 15-14. Troy looking for their first points of the quarter with 6:40 left to go in this first half. Driving right side, Levins off the glass. No good offensive rebound. Going up and getting it is Christensen. Can't get it. 2nd try for Christensen. That one is good. Christensen left all alone on that 2nd try. And now a turnover, a pass deflected. Are they going to say last touch by the Eagles? Out of bounds near half court. That's what Troy was able to do in the first quarter. That was able to give them separation from the Eagles. And first, they forced their first turnover of this quarter. Dribble handoff in the corner. Coming to the top of the key is Hartman. The far side corner from Levitt. He goes middle, driving kick to Judd. Judd goes to the middle. Now Bennett, gives to Hartman, he'll fire a 3, near side wing, good, Reagan Hartman again, another 3 for the senior, he's got 8, now almost a turnover, but they are able to maintain possession, gets that Troy Fresh, Schmelzley, pull-up jumper, out of the press, it's good, from the short corner, from about 6 feet out, and Schmelzley now with 6. So it's 20-16, we pick up the pace here in the second quarter, 5:40 remaining, here's Judd from the far side wing. Going to the middle, he'll kick. Hartman, he'll drive middle. Nice bounce pass, and he'll kick it out. It's Christensen, and Seth Judd had it stripped. And turnover, going the other way, is Paul Shaughnessy. He had it poked out from behind. It'll stay with the Trojans underneath the Axel basket. Excuse me, it'll stay with the Eagles underneath the Troy basket. Had those mixed up there. Inbound to Schmelzley from the near side elbow. He'll give it up. Full jumper for Detweiler, no good off the catch, and a long rebound for Broxman. So Axel will get another opportunity, down by 4. Up inside, Schmelzley, high post catch for Grady Bussing. Kick it out, now Broxman has the top of the key. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Right baseline, Detweiler fouled. going up, so two free throws. He foul number 8 against Troy. That will be against Bennett, and that is, no, excuse me, beg your pardon. That'll go against Seth Judd, that is his first. First free throw, no good for Detweiler. So Austin Grable, 3 personal fouls. Reagan Hartman has 2. 8-3 team foul counts. And that one's no good as well. Detweiler 0 for 2. Rebound from Orris. Troy looking to push out of the break. 2-on-2 going the other way. Levins is stopped. Far side elbow. Kicking up to the top. Open look for Etherton. That one's good from straight away. And Troy continues to knock down the 3-ball. Christian Etherton now has 5. It's 23-16. Troy brings down the press. Detweiler is going to be able to break it by dribbling across that court. Pass deflected, but finds the hands of Bussing, and he'll lay up and in. That's quite the break as Grady Bussing with his first basket of the day. And it's 23-18, 4:45 left to go in the second quarter. Levins hands it off to Hartman. Morris to set a screen for him. He goes away from it, though, driving. Hartman is fouled on the floor. Got tripped up and fell to the hardwood. That'll go against Shaughnessy, yes, I believe. Yes, it will, so that'll be his first personal. Blevins to inbound. Give to Morris. Land it off to Blevins. Lob up top to Hartman. Get a screen for Morris. He stops. And thrown away by Schmelzley off the dribble. Now let's Detweiler on the far side. He almost lost it. Stopped the short corner. And double team, get out of there with a nice pass to top of the key. Now kick to the corner, 3-ball on the way, no good by Brockman. Long rebound for Hartman, and falling away as he tried to rebound. Big dive by Blevins, as he goes out of bounds. Good hustle by both Hartman and Blevins, although Hartman didn't need to throw the ball like he did. Came falling to the turf, as long as he would have not slid as he was falling to the ground, it would have been a travel, but Axel gets the ball regardless. Down by 5 with 4:10 left to go, second quarter. 23-18, our score. High post catch. Schmidt gets it out of there to Bussing. And now to Shaughnessy. Whistle. And a foul on the floor. I think they're going to get that one against... Well, who's it going to be against? On the opposite side of the court, so it's hard to tell what the officials' hand gestures are in terms of the numbers. I think they're going to get Morris. Yeah, they are going to get Morris with a second personal. Front of the 1-1 is no good as that foul was on the floor. Team foul number 9. Rebound for Troy. More missed free throws for Axel. Going the other way, trying to drive is Epperson. Far side block. And it's a jump ball. Nice block by Landon Schmidt. And the freshman is only 5'8", able to get the block. And the jump ball, possession arrow, goes to Axel. 3 free throws consecutive missed for the Eagles. If we made those, we'd be at 23-21. Instead, we stay at 23-18. That while they're crossing half court. No press this time. But Troy going to a 1-3-1. Saw them do this when we had their game versus Onega this past Tuesday. 3-ball on the way. And that one's no good from Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman. Long rebound for the Trojan. That's what it does. If he can't make the 3, put the 1-3-1 on him. Force him to take some bad shots. Now whistle a blocking foul. And that while they're trying to take the charge. And Bennett will get some free throws. Coach Heinen not happy with the call. And Detweiler has picked up his second personal foul. Team foul number 5. And that is big for the Eagles. Axel's leading scorer. So free throws coming up for Bowden Bennett. First one is no good. That was the first free throw attempt of the game from the fellas in blue. That was off the left side. Try to make this one, make it a 6-point game on its way, and good. So Bowden Bennett, now with 6 points, has made it 24-18, going 1-for-2. 3:25 left to go, second quarter. Detweiler brings it up against the 1-3-1. He's strapped. He'll give it up. This is Shaughnessy with it now. Lob is to Detweiler in the corner. Cross-court pass, near side to Schmidt. Nice give to Smelsley. Turn around jumper. Good. From just outside, the near side block. Made a little fadeaway. Beautiful touch from the sophomore. He has 8. 4 points apiece in each quarter. It's 24-20 now. Hartman catch, near side wing, dribbles from the middle, gets a nice screen from Morris. Jumper off of the screen, no good. And a long rebound in the corner, it's loose on the floor. And scramble for it, offensive rebound for Bennett. Kick, and Hartman thought about it, he'll drive middle. He'll kick, after the nice head fake, he'll go middle. Pull up jumper, no good on the run. Rebound by Shaughnessy. Detweiler, he'll look to drive. He has open lane down the middle. He's bumped, and he'll go up for two free throws as Etherton caught a body. His first and team's tenth. Went 0 for 2 in his last trip. Try to reconcile that with these two right here. First one on the way from the senior. That one no good at the left side. 2:34 left to go, second quarter. More missed free throws by the Eagles. They've had plenty of opportunities. Here's the second one from Detweiler on the way. Good. First point of the game for Isaac Detweiler. It's now 24-21. Back to a one possession game. Trojans trying to respond. Hartman. Good job shedding the screen. Goes middle and lays it up and in. Got all the way to the basket. Hardly any contest. He's got 10. It's 26-21. Inside wing catch for Broxman. Now give up top to Schmidt. Spreading out their offense against this 1-3-1 zone for the Trojans. Driving baseline is Detweiler. Offensive foul. He ran into his man. And that was Christensen who took it. And that's three personal fouls against Isaac Detweiler. And he'll now have to come to the bench. So both Austin Grable of Troy and Isaac Detweiler of Axtell had three personal fouls apiece. So back in the game is Shaughnessy for Axtell and for Isaac Detweiler with 2 minutes even left to go in the second quarter. Could make this a three possession game with the basket here. Etherton, nice pass down low, but it's intercepted. Nice hands by Brockstrom and now going the other way. A foul picked up by Troy, and that's going to be two free throws coming up. And that's going to go against Bennett, so that will be his second. Oh no, that's going to be his third, actually. First free throw on the way, no good. So Bowden Bennett picks up his third personal foul, so this has just been a foul-heavy first half. Grable, Bennett, and Detweiler all with three personal fouls. Second one for Brockstrom on the way, and that one is good. So one for two for Eli Brockstrom, he now has 9. It's 26-22. EBL Tournament quarterfinals, number 4, Axel, number 5, Troy. Give and go, that was another interception. Again, the same play, they tried to get Christensen the last time, was stolen away. Happens again. Chance to make this a one-possession game. Pass in the corner. Smelty thought about the three, said he'll give it up to Brockstrom. Now to Schmidt, now back to Brockstrom, long pass back to Schmidt. Farside wing catch. Corner, pass intercepted by Hartman, trying to make an intra pass to Bussing, now going the other way, 2-on-1, Etherton lays it up and misses off the right side of the rim, and now foul's going to be called against Austin Grable, who was in the game, he picked up his fourth personal foul, with 1:14 to go in the second quarter. Oh no, I guess I miscalculated, that is his third personal foul, I guess I had the two mixed up there between Bennett and Grable, so that is his third, so now he has his third, so my apologies there. Wondering why he was back in the game. Free throw on the way, and good. Colin Shaughnessy, he now has 3 points. And back to a one-possession game. It's 26-23 with 1:14 remaining. Second free throw on the way. That one is good. Goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And it's a two-point game. Troy trying to respond. Judd dribbles to the far side wing, drives and kicks. Etherton. Top of the key, jab step, trying to break away from the freshman Schmidt. Goes middle, drive and kick. Three ball on the way, Blevins off the right side, no good. Long rebound, and goes to Schmelzley. Almost had it poked away by Hartman. He remains with the possession, gives up to Brockstrom. 55 seconds left, second quarter. Schmidt, pass partially deflected, but finds the hands of Schmelzley from the near side wing. Now back to Schmidt. To Brockstrom with 45 seconds left. to the near side. Once again, it smells lean. Nice jab, step, driving middle. Three Trojans around him, and another foul. No, it's going to be a turnover. Get him with the travel. Good defense in the middle from the Trojans. Thought it was a little bit of a bump, but they say he traveled before the contact with 37 seconds left. Coach Rodvelt's squad looking for one final basket before the break. If they want to hold it that long or go a little bit beforehand. Just going to hit it off to Blevins. Play keep away a little bit. Get the clock down. But keep the ball moving. That way there's not too much standing around. Judd off a screen. 10 seconds left. Far side catch. Now gives it back to Judd. Drives middle. Kick. Etherton. 7 seconds. It pulls up. 14-footer. Good. Christian Etherton now back the other way with 3 seconds. Had it poke free in half-court heave. Way off the mark. And that is how this half comes to a close. Etherton with that basket has 7 points on the half. We'll have more totals from the half coming up. It's 28-24. Troy leading Axtell. We'll step aside for a break. We'll come back in just a little bit. TVL Tournament Quarterfinals on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Get a great deal on Wick's premium filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Wick's filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Wick's filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime here from Washington County in the TVL Tournament Quarterfinals between Axtell and Troy. Trojans leading the Eagles 28-24. As our game tonight brought to you by Winkland Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, and First National Bank of Frankfort. Let's take a look at those halftime totals individually. First for the Eagles, leading the way in scoring for Axtell with 9 points is Eli Brocksterman, the 6-foot sophomore, 5 points in the opening quarter. And Brandon Schmelzley with 8 and with 4 points in each quarter. Also 4 points for Colin Shaughnessy, 2 points for Grady Bussing, and 1 free throw from Isaac Detweiler, who has 3 personal fouls. And for Troy, leading the way in scoring with 10 is Reagan Hartman. Also, 7 points for Christian Etherton, 6 points for Bowden Bennett, 3 for Logan Blevins, and 2 for Preston Christensen. So far, it's been all about the turnover for Axtell. They have been turning over the ball quite a bit in this first half. Hoping to clean that up as Troy continues to bring on the pressure in the press. And also now in the 1-3-1, about midway through the second quarter, they switched to that, trying to get Axtell to shoot up some bad shots from beyond the perimeter. But they haven't really bought the bait. Axtell has not shot very many threes. They have made one. That was Eli Brockstrom in three about halfway through the first quarter. They attempted one three-pointer out of that 1-3-1. Until that final possession, they tried a three and were unable to get to fall. So that is where we stand. As for Troy, they've had some open opportunities, but they've also had their issues with turnovers and just missing some shots around the rim. So both teams have some things to talk over during our break. Let's take a look at the standings as they sit in the TVL. As of right now, Centralia and Clifton Clyde are sitting atop the league at 5-0. The Panthers are the lone unbeaten team, though, as they are 8-0 on the regular season, and Clifton Clyde is 8-1. Axtell is 5-1, so they are tied for third with Blue Valley Randolph, with the Eagles at 7-3 and the Rams at 8-1. Hanover and Valley Heights are both tied for fifth place with two different records. Hanover is 4-2. Valley Heights is 3-1. Both are a game and a half out of first place, however. Wildcats are 7-2, and the Mustangs are 6-4. Half game back of those two is Troy at 3-2 and 6-3. And then kind of the bottom half of the league, all trying to get back to the middle of the pack with Onega, Washington County at 1-4, Wetmore and Donovan West 1-5. Lynn also tied with those two teams at 0-4, and Frankfurt in last as of right now 0-5, 1-9 on the season. So everything is really packed to that top half. I mean, you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that are all a game and a half out of first place. So this is anyone's contest. But in terms of the actual bracket itself, in terms of the seeding is concerned, number one overall seed went to Clifton Clyde. The two seed went to Blue Valley Randolph, and Centralia gets the three seed. So kind of an interesting way they came up with that. I'm sure there's a reason why they seeded the way that they did. Axtell, of course, the four. Troy is the five. I got that mixed up earlier. So Axtell is the four. Troy is the five. Six is Hanover. The top six seeds all advancing to the second round. Lynn got beat by Washington County yesterday, 59-54. And Valley Heights, the eighth seed, also advanced after defeating Wetmore, 55-27. So it's Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights getting the winner of this one. Meanwhile, in the bottom half of the bracket, Blue Valley, Washington County. That's the game in the nightcapper in the primary gym. In the secondary gym. And the game going on right now in the primary gym is Centralia and Hanover. And as for the girls bracket, taking a look, we had a couple games finalized before ours. Clifton Clyde defeated Lynn 48-38 in the quarterfinals. So Clifton Clyde, the first team into the semis, also advancing to the semis is the number three seed Donovan West, as they defeated 60 to Centralia, 50-41. Hanover setting to take on Valley Heights after this one concludes. The 1 versus the 9 after the Mustangs, quote-unquote, upset Onega, 49-33. The 9-8 matchup. I'm not sure if you can call it an upset. It's up to you. In Washington County, you get the 10 seed. Both sides of the bracket, they both get wins in front of their home crowd, with the Tigers defeating Axtell 50-31. And we'll have that game coming up next right here in the secondary gym to conclude our broadcast, with the winner of that game taking on Donovan West. And we'll be broadcasting that semifinal matchup tomorrow at 7:30 as well. So a lot of great, or just, not tomorrow, I beg your pardon, Thursday is when the semifinals are for the girls. Semifinals for the boys are on Friday, and we'll have both of those here on our airways. Let's step aside for another break. We'll come back with our quarterfinal matchup between Axtell and Troy, which once again is led by the Trojans 28-24. Here at 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Friends and neighbors, Live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Troy and Axtell, quarter number three coming up. Troy and Axtell, both of those first two quarters struggled with turnovers. Steve can play a little cleaner out of the break. Your game here this evening brought to you by Highland Community College and Bendina State Bank. And we're back underway. You're from Washington. Here is Judd going to his left. He stops. He'll give it up to Blevins. Blevins trying to pass it down low, and it's intercepted. Talking about those turnovers, is Detweiler firing off a three. That one's too strong. Loose ball picked up by Blevins. Bring it up himself, the sophomore. Trying to pass the corner, almost deflected out of bounds, but keeping it alive was Bennett. And lob down low, looking for Morris. It's another turnover, back-to-back turnovers. Detweiler sets the play for the Eagles. Going to his right. Cuts back left. Give it to Broxman, near side wing. Catch top of the key for Schmelzley. And a little curl screen for Detweiler. Can't get the shot to go, and rebound by Morris. Whistle and a foul going the other way. First foul of the half committed by Axtell. 7:06 left to go in the quarter. That one will go against Bussing, his first.
What's going to the other gym after this?
Judd from the top of the key gets the screen, goes to the right, hands it off. Hartman, land it off. Levin stops near side elbow. Out of Judd, top of the key. And a whistle, and a 3 second in the lane is called against Morris. So three turnovers out of the break for Troy. Both teams looking for their first basket of this frame. Far side wing catch for Broxman. Now top of the key for Schmelzley. Schmelzley fakes pass the near side and hands it back to Detweiler. Trying to slow things down and get a good shot here. Inside to Schmelzley, goes to work, gets past Van and lays it in. Going to work past Bennett. And Schmelzley gets first basket of the half. He has 10 at 28-26. Judd gets a screen from Morris. Kick, far side corner for Blevins for three. That one's too strong. Rebound by Judd. And the 5'8 guard passes to the top of the key. Hartman drives left side. A lob pass down low to Morris. That's deflected away by Detweiler. Turnover going the other way. Here's Shaughnessy, the freshman. Fouled on the floor. Foul went in, but it's not going to count. Fantastic drive by Shaughnessy. Unfortunately, that foul was on the floor, according to the officials. We're going to get the offender here. That's going to go against Blevins. That's going to be his first. There's a lob on the inbound. Driving, Schmelzley pulling up. That one partially deflected, but he's saying it was his hand. It's not going to get the call, though. And Judd on the rebound will get the ball right back after giving it briefly to Hartman. Through ball on the way by Bennett. That one no good off the right side of the heel of the rim. Long rebound tipped up in the air by Shaughnessy, and volleyball spiked it. But then the turnover as Bennett threw it away. Going the other way, 2-1. Detweiler, firm pass to Schmelzley, lays it up and in from the far side block. Timeout called by Troy. And we are tied, 28-28, 5:32 left to go, third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZO.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
KMZA.
EPL Tournament brought to you by SBS Insurance, Hilltop Creations, and B&D Buildings. We are tied 28-28. Axel and Troy, 5:22 left to go third quarter. Dribbling off his own foot is Levin. Turnover to Axel on the run out, and Smelsley foul going up. More fouling from Troy. It's second of the half. Trojans committed 11 personal fouls in the first half. And this one, see who they give this one to. That's going to be the third personal foul against Reagan Hartman. Rico's coming up for Schmelzley. First one on the way, and that one off the heel and off the right side, no good. Schmelzley, the leading scorer for the Eagles with 10. Hartman will go ahead and exit. After picking up his third, Christensen checking in the game. Austin Grable in the game as well. He has three personal fouls. That one is good. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Schmelzley. He now has 11. It's 29-28. Axel, the 4-seed with the lead over the 5-seed Detroit. Curl screen, catch, and drive. Now a kick out to Etherton, far side corner. Gives up his dribble. Pass intercepted by Detweiler. All alone, and he will lay it up and in for the right side. His first field goal of the game. Second field goal of the game. Had one earlier in the quarter. It's now 31-28 Axel. The Eagles pushing on the gas after taking a lead before the break. And now a bad shot on the run. Running a foul, not going to get it. Is Logan Blevins. Rebound Axel. 3-on-2 fast break. Little runner from Busting is no good from straight away. And he commits the foul against Christensen, who gets the rebound. Missed opportunity for Troy that time. Second team foul, first personal for Bussing. 4:30 to go, third quarter. Troy trying to get it within one or tie here, down by three. Coming off a curl is Bennett. He'll give it up to Atherton, top of the key. Goes away from the screen, drives all the way in the lane, can't get a shot to go. Offensive rebound. Grable rejected out of there by Schmelzley, but it pokes it out to Bennett. That shot's no good, 15 feet out. Rebound Axel on the breakaway. Broxman right side. Can't get the layup to fall. Loose ball in the corner. Tipped out of bounds by Broxman. It'll go to Troy. Fast-paced action here in the third quarter. We are halfway through, right at 4 minutes to go on the third. Axel now leading 31-28 after being down for most of the game. Not by a significant margin. Largest deficit for the Eagles was 6. They now lead by 3. For Troy, this is their largest deficit of the game. Here is Bennett, off the screen, drives and kicks. Etherton thought about the 3, but puts it on the floor. Drives middle, next dish to Christensen, he'll lay it up and in. Beautiful find. And Christensen now has 4 points. It's 31-30. Here's Broxman. Top of the key, down the near side for Schmitz. Short corner, catch for Shaughnessy. Dribbles to the middle. Back to Schmidt, freshman. The far side, lob inside. Schmelzley collapsed on. Kick it out. 3 all on the way by Broxman. No good ball. Tipped up in the air. Rebound for Detweiler. He'll kick it out to Schmelzley. It's stolen away by Bennett. Elder pass. That's loose on the floor. And picked up by Axel. They now have numbers. Broxman, Detweiler. Nice touch pass to Shaughnessy. He laid it from the near side. And the freshman, Colin Shaughnessy, now has 6. It's 33-30, Axel. 2:56 left to go in the third. Etherton hands it off. Bennett, defended by Detweiler, gets a screen by Christensen. He goes the other way, though. Kicks into the corner. Driving middle. Runner. Good for Bennett. Nice response. Logan Blevins with the runner. His first basket since the first quarter. He has 5. Back within 1 are the Trojans. Rocks him into Detweiler, top of the key. Near side wing catch for Shaughnessy. Short corner catch, near side, Schmelzley, turning around, jumper, no good from 10 feet, loose ball deflected out of bounds, it'll go to Troy, last touch by Detweiler. Now a chance for Troy to take the lead here with 2:22 left to go in the third. Etherton catches the inbound and just holds onto it without moving, now he'll make his way to the other side. He got it just in time, 9 seconds, Etherton all the way to the lane, layup, good! Axel did not stop the ball. Etherton has been so deadly. just slashing into the paint. He has 9. It's 34-33. Troy back in front. Trying to see Tom the Detweiler off a screen. Schmitz makes the catch. That's rejected out of there on the three-pointer. And now foul on the rebound. That's going to be against Troy. That's going to go against Austin Grable. That is his fourth. So he'll come out and Harmon will check in. He has 3. Grable picked up 3 personal fouls in the first half. So inbound is to Axel. Lob top of the key. Bussing. Shaughnessy cutting in the lane. Is Schmitz will kick it out in the corner. Try at least. And it's partially deflected, but he tried to shove it out. And Brockstrom can make the catch. It's out of bounds. We'll go to Troy. 1:47 left to go. Third quarter. Troy 34. Axel 33. Netherton across half court. Gets a screen from Hartman. Gives up his dribble in trouble, and I'll hand it off to Hartman. Nice backdoor cut. Blevins at the stretch. Good hands by Bussing going the other way. Nice crossover dribble across half court. Shaughnessy, far short corner catch. He'll get it right back after giving it briefly to Schmitz. Yeah, while they're top of the key to the near side wing for Shaughnessy. Bussing posting up. Now top of the key for Schmitz again. Freshman gives it up to Brockstrom. Bob's pass down low. Detweiler, far side block, cut off the glass and in. Isaac Detweiler, after only having 1 point in the first half, has 6 in the third quarter, and it's 35-34 Axel. Atherton trying to cross over his man, and he carried it. In between another dribble and trying to give it up. And the turnover gives Troy the ball with 56.1 seconds left in the quarter. Largest lead for Axel is 3. A three-pointer can make it 4, their largest of the game. Detweiler drives to the right. Kick, Brockstrom, far side wing. Land it off to Bussing. Now near side, short corner to Detweiler. Cross-court pass, far side. Shaughnessy, the freshman, to the top of the key. A staff step, Brockstrom, sophomore, drives right side. Just kind of threw it up. Good defense by Troy, getting a hand on it. Forcing the bad shot. Rebound Trojans, 30 seconds left. Atherton. Takes the pass to the corner. Now hold on to it. 25 seconds. Dribble to the middle. On the top of the key. Until Hartman steps into it. What looked like a three-pointer. Nice backdoor cut by Christensen. Missed the layup. And a rebound picked up by Bussing. 15 seconds left for Axel. Detweiler looking to drive. He'll kick into the corner. Brockstrom fires away to 3. Left it short. Offensive rebound. And Shrumsley gets it rejected by Bennett. With 5.8 seconds left. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. 5.8 seconds left in this third quarter. Fun one here from the CVL tournament quarterfinal round. Detweiler, the inbound to Schmelzley, and that's rejected by Hartman with 4 seconds left the other way. Atherton, 3 seconds, has a chance to lay it up, and he does! Atherton at the buzzer. He now has 11, and Troy back in front by 1. 36-35, don't go anywhere. Fun one here. TBL tournaments on 92.1 KMZA.
Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want, how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and a price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Troy goes into the fourth quarter, leading 36-35. Your TVL tournament brought to you by M&R Auto Parts and Blue Valley Technologies. Just 8 minutes left to go in this one. It's been a fun matchup so far. Number 4, Axel. Number 5, Troy. We're back underway. Axel with the ball out of the break. Detweiler top of the key. Trying to make a strong impression. Brockstrom far side wing catch. Gets past his man. Driving a lane shot. No good. Ball tipped up. Rebound by Harvin and Troy. Couple of players on the ground. They both get back up. 4-4 the other way. Hartman, bounce pass inside. Christensen turns, fires, no good. Too strong. Nice offensive rebound by Bennett when he throws it away to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy wide open. Nice jab fake. Kick it up top to Detweiler. He'll drive right. Pull up jumper. A little too strong off the heel. Loose ball picked up. Offensive rebound by Busing, and he lays it in. What a time for Grady Busing to get his second field goal today. He now has score. And Axel back in front, 37-36. Etherton lobs down low, intercepted by Detweiler. They have numbers, going the other way. Schmelzy on the run, beautiful pass, trying to dunk it, and he's fouled. He had a dunk yesterday that caught the eyes of social media, and almost a poster there over Etherton, but Etherton picks up the personal. That is his second team foul, number four, after committing 11 team fouls in the first half. First one for Schmelzy is good. Schmelzy makes it 38-36. That one on the way. That one's no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound against Axel. Seven to one left to go in the game. 38-36. Axel has that foul picked up. Well, they haven't put it on the board yet. As who that is on. And a whistle. And I don't think the scoreboard, the clock is still running. I'm not quite sure what's going on. The clock is still going despite the whistle. And it still has not stopped. Now it's finally stopped with 6:53 left, and they need to make a correction here. Now 6:55 is put back on the clock. All right, back underway. Five fouls against Axel is what it is. The last foul picked up by Grady Busing is third. Handoff is to Bennett, and a long two is good from about 18 feet out. And Bowden Bennett now with eight. It's now tied 38-38. Pass through the hands of Shaughnessy, but he gathers it before it goes out of bounds, and he travels. Freshman mistake by the freshman with 6:29 left to go in the game. Opportunity now for the Trojans. Here's Blevins, the 5'9 sophomore. Crosses over to his left, now gives up from the elbow to the top of the key for Reagan Hartman. Senior looks on, gets a screen by Christian Singel, uses it to go to his right. Defended heavily by Schmelzy, good defense by the Axel sophomore. Kick it out to Blevins. Crossover dribble and a whistle, and a timeout is called before the shot went up. He missed it, and Dale will get a quick timeout. It'll be actually a full timeout, but we will just take a 30-second break. We are tied 38-38, 6:05 left in this one. Troy and Axel, don't go anywhere here on 92.1 KMZA.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Jonathan Roosevelt wanting to talk things over. Didn't like what he saw from that possession. And obviously viewing this as a very valuable possession with 6:05 left to go. Tied 38-38. Trying to get the lead and put a stranglehold on this game right now. So out of the break, it'll be Judd to inbound. They're in a box formation as the inbound is near half court. Don't see that too often. And now we want a substitution here. And Hartman taking off his jersey almost. Keeping his jersey on. I'm not quite sure what that was about. Maybe there's some blood on his jersey possibly. We'll see. It's now Hartman and also it's Henry Geiger, the 6'1 freshman, jogging over here to the side. So they're going to have to make a substitution. Those guys are going to I believe it's just some blood on his jersey to try to patch that up. So we're back underway. It's unfortunate they didn't catch that during the break. So the Trojans get the ball out of set break. Here's Judd, top of the key, pass near side wing. Bennett, nice crossover dribble, gives up his dribble now, as now Geiger and Harmon will head towards the bench. Atherton hands it off to Judd, goes to the far side. He stops, hand it backwards. Long possession here. Now Bennett, top of the key, Atherton. Good defense by the Eagles. Driving left, now sticking out of there is the very aggressive Atherton. There's a three ball on the way, straight away by Blevins, and he knocked it down. Logan Blevins from straight away. That's his second three-pointer. He now has eight. It's 41-38. Detweiler, far side wing with the catch. Dribble towards the middle. And gives up to Brockstrom. 5 minutes left in this one. That's inside Detweiler. Nice take to the middle. Goes to the outside and one. And the senior taking over here in the second half. Mentioned the struggles he had in the first half. He now has nine, with six of those coming in the third quarter. Or are they going to say this on the floor? The officials discussing here. They are going to say it is in one. That is team foul number five against the Trojans. Personal foul number three against Christian Etherton. Detweiler trying to get the double digits with this free throw. Now the officials are talking with head coach Jason Tynan of the Axtell Eagles. 5:03 left to go in this one. 41-40 is our score. After the and one, Detweiler, the senior, just trying to make the free throw to tie the game up. Officials now talking to Coach Rodvelt of Troy. Reminder that after this one, we have Frankfort and Washington County on the girls' side. Frankfort Wildcats, number two seed, ranked in their classification. Washington County getting an upset over Axtell last night. Both Washington Counties were number 10 seeds and both got victories yesterday. Now the officials are clarifying with the score table. Looks like we are good to go. Detweiler trying to tie this thing up with his free throw right here, finishing off his and one. 5 team fouls apiece. It's on its way. It is good. And we are tied once again, 41-41. Judd brings it up for the Trojans. Pass to the near side of Blevins. Pull up jumper, 15-footer, no good straight away. And ball deflected out of the hands by Bennett. Knocked it out of Detweiler's hands. Now kick out, three ball on the way in the corner. That one's left short. That time by Grable, and that one's going to be picked up. Actually, excuse me, that was Judd. He gets his own miss. He'll get it right back. That's the high post. Levin drives right side. He's fouled. And one! High off the glass, and it drops. Logan Blevins with a celebratory scream as well after it went in. Team foul number six against the Eagles. Personal foul number two against Colin Shaughnessy. So the Trojans trying to respond with their own and one. The sophomore's free throw on the way. That one no good. Rebound Detweiler. Going the other way. Schmidt, the freshman, has a lane to drive. And nice dump off pass to Bussing, but he wasn't ready for it. It's loose. It's thrown away by Bennett. So the pass to Judd. He looks to push. Into the corner. Top of the key. Bennett. And to Atherton. Lob pass to Christensen. That ball is caught. And he'll lay it in from the far side. Beautifully done. Wasn't able to find him very much in the first half. Christensen now with six. 45-41. Troy with the lead. 4:05 remaining. Far side. Pass is thrown away by Atherton. He'll bring it up along the far side. Stops at the wing. High score pass to the near side. Levin, three-pointer on the way. Left it short. Rebound Detweiler. That would have been huge. Would have been their largest lead of the day. Now going the other way. Detweiler trying to finish off a fast break. Can't get a shot to go. Rebound Bussing, and he can't get a shot to go. So the second try, and he's foul going up. Just as one team starts to get the momentum, the other team's swinging right back and getting their own answers. And a foul will go, I believe, against Seth Judd. It is, and it's his second. Team foul number six. Both teams with 16 fouls apiece, and will be in a single bonus for the rest of the game. Timeout is going to be called with 3:44 left to go. 45-41. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Special thanks to our sponsors here of our broadcast. Cook & Co., Cook & Co. and Wanklin Oil Company. What a fantastic start to this tournament. Quarterfinal round, number 4, Axville, number 5, Troy. Winner of this one will take on the winner of Clifton Clyde and Valley Heights. That game will be at 7:45 in the primary gym. Our coverage will resume later this evening, immediately after this game, actually, with number 2, Frankfort, and number 10, Washington County on the girls' side. Winner of that one will take on Donovan West, who's already won today over Centralia. Back underway here, Axel with the ball, trailing 45-41. Again, 3:44 left to go in the game. Detweiler, the inbounder, and the lob it up top to Schmelsley, top of the key. Big pass to Detweiler, gets it to Shaughnessy, now far side corner for Brockstrom. A drive baseline, has a nice lane, shut up on a floater, no good. Rebound by Christensen, outlet is to Blevins. Good defensive stop for the Trojans. Big possession here for the Saxville defense. Not hoping to let this game get away from them here. Give us to Blevins. Dribbles to the middle. And a whistle. And a double dribble is called to Logan Blevins. Just a brain fart there for the sophomore. And an answer prayer for the Eagles. 3:15 now left to go. While there are signals for Broxton to clear out, it's a low formation set up. Now they all come high. Screen set, going to the right side. Detweiler got bumped, nothing called. Back to Detweiler, top of the key, drives to his left in the lane, shot up off the glass and rolls in. Isaac Detweiler is taking this game over. He has 12, it's 45-43 now. Troy still with the lead and the ball. There's Grable, crossover dribble pass. Detweiler, lob is tipped and taken away by Blessing. Turnover for Axtell. That's up ahead to Schmelzley. Beautifully done by the senior. And Schmelzley had it blocked away, but an offensive rebound kick out to Detweiler for three. Got it! Axtell is taking the lead on a 5-0 run, all from Isaac Detweiler. And a timeout is called by Troy. He has 14 second-half points. Axtell up by one. We'll send it to a break. 60-second timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KMZA.
2:23 remaining, 46-45. Axel leading Troy. Trojans with the ball out of the break, and we're back underway. This is Efferton, goes to his right from the top of the key. Gives it up. Bennett. He'll kick it out to Efferton from the near side wing. Go back to the middle with 2:06 now left to go. To his right, driving, Everton gets away from a man, but has it rejected out of there. Axel on the other way, and it's stolen away. Broxton had it poked away by Blevins. Now Troy will look to push into the corner. Everton thought about the three. That's up fake, drives, runner, no good. And a rebound for Shaughnessy. Hand it back to Detweiler with 1:43 left to go. To Broxton, excuse me, Schmelzley. Jab step now to Broxton, top of the key. Up a screen, Detweiler. Drives baseline, and whistle, foul, can't get shot to go, just rimmed out. And Detweiler will get some free throws. Team foul number 7. And the foul total was way off for Axel. They only have 4. I said earlier they had 6. And the first free throw for Detweiler on its way, no good. And Reagan Hartman is now wearing 40, not 30, so changing his jersey that apparently has blood on it. That's why he had to change. So first free throw, no good from Detweiler. After the fourth personal foul from Reagan Hartman. Second free throw on the way, good. So one for two for Detweiler. It's 47-45 Axel. Levins bringing it up for the Trojans, down by two. Hit the screen, goes to his right. Stops, gives it up. Three ball straight away. No good. Offensive rebound picked up by Everson underneath the basket. Whistle and he traveled. Went up for the up fake. And he traveled. 1:15 left to go. Pressure by Hartman on Detweiler. Cross that court, loses it, and picked up by Schmidt. Miraculous bounce for the Eagles. They get it back. Schmidt holds onto it. Now to O'Shaughnessy. Detweiler was open, couldn't find him. And back to Broxman. Off the screen. He's up top to Detweiler, 53 seconds left. How about Schmidt? Broxman, top of the key. Now back to Detweiler. Coach Rodbelt wanting some pressure now on the ball. Broxman. High post catch from Detweiler. Turns and he'll dribble back to the perimeter. Hand off to Broxman. 38 seconds. 47-45 Axel now. Foul is called. That'll be against Blevins, who reached in. That's just his second. Team foul number 8, though. 1-on-1 free throws coming up. So again, the tally for fouls against Axel is 4. Earlier it said 6. I had my total right. I was wondering where I missed a couple fouls, so I was just kind of going along with the scoreboard said, but I had it right in my book all along. But it's 8 fouls against Troy. Fernando, the 1-1 is good. Big time free throw for Eli Brockstrom with 35.4 seconds left. His first point of the quarter, he now has 10. First point of the second half as well. Second one on the way. That one is good. 49-45 Axel. 4 seed with a lead over the 5. Troy needs a basket right here. Everson, what about the 3? And throw to Hartman. He saves it from going out of bounds. 23 seconds left. 3 on the way by Blevins is no good. And Detweiler snags out of an air and is fouled. And that's against Hartman and his day is done. Reagan Hartman, the senior, fouls out after 10 points. All of which coming in the first half. He had 3 fouls in the first half and hasn't been able to do much here in the final 2 quarters with 19.1 seconds left. Big free throws coming up here from Isaac Detweiler. Can really ice this game here. It's 1-1. That was team foul number 9. Front end of the 1-1. Good. Isaac Detweiler, what a fourth quarter he's having. He has 10 points in the quarter, 17 for the game. 16 of which coming in the second half. Second one for Detweiler. Good! Got another one. Made 3 in a row. It's now 51-45 Axel, the largest lead of the game, with 18.6 seconds left. Step aside for 60 seconds. Here at 92.1 KMZA.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
FM, KMZA.
18.6 seconds left to go in this one. Axel leading Troy 51-45 for most of the first half. Troy had a 2-possession lead. Lead got to as high as 6. Now Axel with a 6-point lead. So close all game long. No team has had a 3-possession lead. And Troy needs a basket here on this possession. He'll get the ball after having to go the full length of the court. Levin's in the game. So is Judd. Etherton. As well as Christensen. And Bennett. Here's the inbound to Etherton. 18 seconds left. Etherton has to hurry. It was stripped away by Detweiler. And he'll give it to Schmelzley. Pass all the way up ahead to Schmitz, and the freshman will give it back to Detweiler. 6 seconds left, and they'll go ahead and foul him. With 4.6 left, Judd commits the personal, and that'll just about do it. Chance to make it a three-possession game with less than 5 seconds left. How about Isaac Detweiler, the tail of the two halves? Didn't make any field goals, had just one free throw, and missed multiple free throws in the first half. And in this second half has been outstanding. First free throw is good. He's now made four of those in a row. Points for Isaac Detweiler. And he's got 20. Pass up ahead to Etherton at the buzzer. Three ball on the way. No good. And that is your final 53-45. Axtell's moving on to the semifinals. They'll get the winner of Clifton Clyde in Valley Heights. We'll go ahead and wrap this one up here in just a couple minutes. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Get a great deal on Licks Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Licks filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale, too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Licks filter sale at Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia. Give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Hilltop Creations help you customize your kitchen or bathroom. Just provide a few details about what you want, and you'll be amazed at what you see in the colored pictures of your kitchen or bath. Choose from rustic woods, several accent glazings, and stained colors. Many styles of trash pullouts, mixer lift, china cabinets, glass doors with three different styles of mullions, and many types of glass. For a free estimate, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142. They can help you design your dream kitchen or bath.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Axtell with a comeback win. They defeat Troy 53-45. Jared Sleppy back with you. Thanks to our sponsors for making today's game possible, Elmer's Repair and First National Bank of Frankfort, as well as Highland Community College. Taking a look at our totals from this one. First for Troy, leading the way in scoring with 11, was Christian Etherton off of the bench. He finished with 11, 7 points in the first half. 10 points apiece for Reagan Harmon, who fouled out of this game, and Logan Blevins as well. 8 points for Bowden Bennett, and 6 for Preston Christensen. And as for Axel leading the way with 20 points is Isaac Detweiler. And what a game he had. 13 fourth quarter points, 19 second half points for the senior, or rather 12 points for Brandon Schmelsley, 11 points for Eli Brockstrom, 6 for Colin Shaughnessy, and 4 for Grady Bussing. And our Farmer State Bank player of the game is going to have to be Isaac Detweiler. What a performance he had here tonight. Again, 20 points here this evening and only had one free throw in the first half. Comes all the way back to win the game and making some big free throws down the stretch, making 5 in a row to advance to the semifinal against the winner of either Clifton Clyde or Valley Heights, which will be 7:45 in the primary gym. So we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll send it back to the studio. We'll have Frankfort versus Washington County on the girls' side of things for the right to play Donovan West in the semifinals. So we'll go and step aside. Thanks again to our sponsors, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, Hilltop Creations, B&D Buildings, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Co., Wanklin Oil Company, Homer's Repair, and First National Bank of Frankfort, as well as Highland Community College. Send it back to the studio. We'll be back here in a few minutes on 92.1 KMZA.